When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey, namaste, bitches. It's Teresa Giudice, and I'm here with my co-host, Melissa Feaster.
What's up, namaste, bitches? And more importantly, I am here with my co-host, who is back, bitches. Back.
Yes, in. I was away. Missed you guys, but, you know, it was great for Gia and Gabriella to be on the podcast. Did you have fun with them, Liz?
Oh, my God. They were, like, because remember, they both had come on when we first started.
Yeah, no, it was good.
It was so much different. I feel like they, even in the year, whenever it was that they came on, I feel like they are like 15 years older. It was just
so much more mature, right?
Yeah, it was, they were just so, like, of course, open, honest. Like, we talked about everything. They were, I mean, listen, we know how awesome they are, but they were just fun and awesome, and it was a good time. It was a good time.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah, no, I think they want to, like, they had a taste of it, and I think now they want to get do their own podcast. So I'm like, go for it, girls. You know,
that would be so awesome. Hey, listen, we need more Heard That awesomeness on the team.
Yes, yeah. So they're talking to Pat, the producer. So I'm so happy for them. I'm like, you guys should do it. You know,
and they were good, and it was funny too because, like, obviously we sit here and the mic's in front of us. And Melania, because she's so cool, right? She's kind of like wanted to be back in her seat a little bit. And Pat's like, but we can't hear you. So she's like, I'm not. Nah.
That's so funny.
She was literally like, let's go. And we're like, do you want to hold it the whole time? And she's like, I don't care. So literally, she was just chilling back in her seat like this. Like, oh, she was, God, like on stage, like, you know, Beyonce, just like whipping the mic around. They were incredible. But we missed you. Good.
So what did I miss? Tell me, catch me up.
Well, and you guys, and that's why we are a day late, because we needed Teresa to get back. She had her flight and all this stuff and everything she was doing. So she, like, literally, we just got her back in Jersey and now we're hopping on. So that's why we're a day late, but we're still here. What's been going on?
Yeah.
Nothing. Your girls, like, crushing the pod and keeping it going while you were away. I mean, it was, oh, and by the way, we do, because we were talking about this. We want to, and we need to start 2 Minute Bitches back again.
Yes, definitely want to do that. Yeah. So maybe next week we could do that.
I miss that. So you guys, I know you would message me and say, like, I want to come on. Do it again so it's fresh on my messages so we can have you on, because we really want to get back to having you guys on and talking to you and hearing your questions. So message me at my Melissa Feaster and let me know if you want to come on 2 Minute Bitches, because that's, like, listen, this is why we do it for them, for you guys. No.
Is there any questions that we got?
Yeah. So we got a ton, actually. We always get a bunch. They're awesome, right? But, like, this was more for you and I than, like, Melania or Gia. So we've been saving it. But I went through a bunch of them. Here are some of them. Teresa, how do you encourage open communication? This is going to be a good one for you. With your teenagers about sex.
Oh my God. That is a tough one. Yeah. Cause, like, I don't really like that. I'm so old school with that. I tell them, please, you know, I'm pretty open. I'm like, if there's anything you need to tell me, please tell me. I don't want to be a grandma. I'm too young to be a grandma. That's not happening. I'm like, please tell me, you know, I'm pretty straight up. Like, that's what I say to them, you know? And I'm like, just please tell me, you know?
Do you think that they come to you and like tell you these things?
Yeah, I would hope so. Yeah. Like when it happens, like, you know, I'm not there yet. Yes. Yes.
What if one of them came up to you and said, "Mom, I love you. I love you so much. You're the greatest mom in the whole wide world. Thank you for everything you've done for me in this amazing life." And you're like, "Oh, honey, thanks." And then they say, "I just had sex last night."
If they did, okay. I mean, then I'll be like, "Oh my God, I'm gonna have a heart attack." You know, like I would ask more questions, and then, you know, I mean, I hope that wouldn't happen. You know, like, yeah, I'm like so not good at this, but like I'm gonna be talking to them more about it, like Gia and Gabriella, like I know
college, out of college.
Yeah. Like I think I'm starting to have the talk with Melania now, you know? So.
But is she like, "Ma, I don't want to talk about this with you."
Yeah, but we have to. So yeah. So like that's, you know, I had to talk with Gia and Gabriella, and knock on wood, I think they're good. I'm like knocking on wood, you know? So it's like now I'm having I'm starting to have the talk with Melania. So
have they ever been like, "Mom, listen, I want to be smart about it. And I know, like, I want to go on birth control. Will you take me to go get birth control?"
Yeah. I mean, now, you know, I have done that with my kids, you know, with Gia and Gabriella, which was great because I don't really want to talk about this. This is so hard. No, I mean, like I've been on birth control my whole life.
Yeah.
How you could fix that. Like I've been on birth control my whole life I've been on birth control my life because every month I would get cystic acne.
Oh, so you need it for the hormones.
Yes. For my hormones. So I told the girls for them. So that's a good thing. So they're definitely protected. So like Gia got on it. And then, and now recently Gabriella, cause for college, it's been happening to her, like the acne. So birth control helps with that. And it does.
You know, it's funny cause my mom went later and towards the end of my high school, same thing, kind of just get my hormones like regulated. My mom was like convincing herself. She's like, "You know, Melissa, you are only going on birth control to help with the hormones and any acne that could come." That's it. No other reason.
I didn't want them to go on, but because, you know, I didn't know if it was going to happen to them, what happened to me, and it did. So
what, the acne?
Yes.
Oh, got it.
You know, cystic acne.
Yeah.
So, and like, I would say Gabrielle, Gia listened to one of her other friends and she didn't like, you know, she tried something. I think she listened to her cousin and she tried something else. I was like, "No, that's not good. Listen to your mother, you know, and the birth control is the way to go." And I've been on it, you know, my whole life. Totally. I just got off of it recently because like now I don't need to be on it anymore, you know.
But I was get on pregnant, it
huh?
Get pregnant?
No, absolutely.
We can
absolutely
have babies together.
Not. No, absolutely not. No way.
What if one of the girls went to Louie and was like, "Louie, I don't know if I want to talk to my mom about sex. Can you help me?" Big Louie.
Oh yeah. He would help them. Oh, he'll be so good. He's like the best stepdad ever. Yeah.
That hasn't happened before?
No, but he wouldn't know what to do. Like, you know, he wouldn't understand birth control or anything like that. Yeah.
Do you think they talked to Joe? I can't even picture that conversation with
Joe. No, I doubt they talked to Joe. Yeah, no, they would definitely feel more comfortable talking to me.
Joe be like,
I haven't even asked them, but I mean, I'm sure, you know, he would be fine too. Like, I'm sure he would give them good advice, you know? I mean, maybe they have, I don't know. I never asked them.
I could literally be like, "What do you guys want to have sex for? Stop it. Knock it off."
Like, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, like Gia's had a boyfriend now for a while. And so's, you know.
Oh yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So, and you know, so's Gabriella. So, and, so yeah, Melania's single and Adriana, she's only 14. So
baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
See all these things, these questions and conversations, they're prepping me for when my maniacs get older and I how do I deal with this? Because if they do it, I'm like, you're never leaving this house again. You're staying in forever. No friends, no boys, no nothing.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, definitely different times and you have to be open with your kids as, you know, as much as you could be. And, you know, so they're able to talk to you and be, you know, and be open. Like I wasn't able to talk to my parents, you know, like they're like, no, you have to be a virgin until the day you get married. My father told me that he was going to take me to the doctors the day before I got married to make sure I was a virgin.
Shut up.
Swear to God.
Well, cause you couldn't get away with everything. You were still living with them until you're what? 27.
Yeah, I stayed home. Yeah, I moved out right when I got married. Yeah.
And I'm assuming you could never have boys over, let alone in your room.
Absolutely not. We watched TV with my parents.
When you had a boy over.
I mean, we had two TVs, but we never watched TV upstairs. I always watched TV with my parents. If my boyfriend was ever over, that's what we would do. We would hang out with my parents and watch TV together.
So they had to be around you. Did you ever try to sneak off into a room?
No. I never disrespected my parents. No, never. I mean, like, what, you know, out of my boyfriend's house at the time, you know, like, you know, we would go to his house and hang out there, but like never at my house, you know?
Have any of the girls brought boys back to your house to hang?
Yeah, but they don't go, you know, they're not allowed in their rooms.
I think one time I convinced
if they go, like the other day, you know, I think some, you know, they're their friends. If they're, if they're friends, it's fine. They could be in their room for a little bit and come on. But like boyfriends, they're not allowed to be in the rooms, you know?
Well, what if they say they're just friends? Like, I don't know, we're just friends. We're going to the room.
I mean, but this, you know, not for a long time, you know, like maybe like in and out, you know?
My stepdad would like, no way. He was one that like dropped the hammer and I could easily persuade and convince my mom to let me do things. And I finally convinced her to let a boy come upstairs into my room. And she was like, but you have to leave the door open.
And so I'm like,
okay.
Leave the door open. Yeah.
And then my stepdad found out and came home and he literally came and like ripped us out of the room. And he's like, not happening again, ever.
And did you get mad at him?
Of course. I wanted to go in my room. I wanted to like make out and shit.
Oh, okay. No, I'm saying like your stepdad was looking out for you.
Yeah. I mean, but again, at the time, like all kids, you don't realize what your parents are actually trying to do and be helpful.
How old were you?
Like a senior in high school.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was a late bloomer for everything. And all I cared about were sports. I didn't care about boys. I just wanted to play sports. I wanted to be the best athlete. Sports, right from school into sports, drive through, go dinner somewhere at some fast food place, go home, homework, start it again. That was my life every day.
That's good.
I didn't have time to think about boys and all that stuff. Plus, I was like gross, so I don't think they cared about me anyway. All right, that was a good question. All right, you ready?
Oh my God, yeah, I didn't like that question, but whatever.
I did. Okay, how do you both, this is for both of us, how do you both keep the spark alive in your marriage during the craziness of household duties and parenting and working and everything else?
That's easy. Like, yeah, just make time for each other. Like we go away a lot, you know, like I was just away with Louie and like, yeah, we go away a lot and we make time for ourselves and like date nights, like that's really important. So, you know, life gets busy with kids and everything else, but you just have to make time for each other. That's what we do.
Do you do like frequent date nights?
Oh yes. Yeah.
Do you have a set day? Like, okay. Friday.
No, like whenever we have time, like whenever, and we go away a lot, we take a lot of trips.
Yeah. You know, it's harder because like the kids are so young and we got to do a date night for sure. Like I know that I especially need to make it more of a priority of hanging out because it's like the week is so crazy. The kids are crazy. They're still like completely dependent on us. So it's hard to like break away. And when we are done with them or they're going to bed, it's like, I want to just sit on my ass and rest and chill. And like romantic night is usually like us ordering Taken and we watch a movie or Schitt's Creek. So it's nothing like sexy, sassy, but
yeah, I don't miss any of that. I don't miss any of that.
You know, it's just like making sure they can go here. Or can someone come in a sitter? It's like, you know, there's just like a lot. And then you're just exhausted. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to, after I'm going all week, I don't want to get up and go more on the weekend. But yeah. I know that's not very sexy, but that's, you, listen, you have older kids that are independent and can look at. Oh my God. By the way,
not even older kids. It's like your partner who you have, like, it's so different. Like in the second marriage I'm all about the second marriage. Cause like you actually get what you want and and that's the thing. I wasn't going to settle for anything less of what I wanted. And I got that. And like, that's what I'm saying. Probably if I was married to Joe, that's why I'm not married to Joe anymore. Cause he wasn't like my guy, you know?
Yeah.
Like Louis, like, you know, you got to have a person that likes the same stuff that you like. And Louis really into that, like date nights and going away and like making time for us. And that's like really important. Like we never even talked about ever having any more kids. Like we're like, nah, we have enough kids, you know?
You're good. But when you get back though, like this is a good chunk of time that you were gone. The girls just like freaking out?
Adriana was screaming so loud. She made a video. She was so cute. Yeah, she was adorable. And Gia, like they all missed me. So it was really nice. And this weekend, I'm taking Melania to Chicago for now. We're going to see Vampire Diaries.
Oh my gosh. She really is obsessed with that thing.
Yeah. So we're going Saturday and Sunday to Vampire Diaries. Yeah. So I'm going traveling again. Yeah.
Just you two, like a nice little bonding thing.
Yes. Yes. The two of us. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I asked Adriana to come, but Adriana has other plans. And we asked Gabriella to come because Gabriella is the one that got Melania involved in Vampire, you know, got her to watch Vampire Death. But Gabriella has stuff going on at school, so she can't come. But I asked, they were going to come, but they can't make it. So it's only Melania.
Well, this is nice. After you've been gone for a chunk of time, now you get to like just have some downtime and good time with her. And Chicago, it's like an amazing city. It's the best.
Yeah. Yeah.
How's Gabriella doing now? It's been a minute. Is she homesick or is she like adjusted?
No, she's doing great. Yeah, she's doing great. Like Melania was just out there to visit her for St. Patrick's Day. But yes, it was St. Patrick's Day. She was just out to Michigan. And I was supposed to go for parents' weekend, but I couldn't make it. So Gia went out there for me for her sorority. They had, you know, it was supposed to be parents' weekend, but I couldn't go. So Gia went. So I was
but
glad
you can go anytime and make it your own parents' weekend.
By the way, yeah. No,
parents
she was
weekend is a shit show. There's so many people. Everything is so crowded.
Yeah, like, no,
it is madness.
This was just for her sorority, for me to see her sorority house and stuff like that. So but yeah, I've been there already. So I've been there and I've seen everything. She sent me pictures of her sorority house that she's going to be going into. So, and I'll definitely be there like next year, you know?
Wait, what sorority is she?
Remember? I can't even remember the name. Yeah. Cause it's like, you know, yeah, I don't remember the name.
I was in a sorority.
Yeah. She just got into it. I have to ask her again.
I was Delta Zeta DZ and they called us Easy DZs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She just got into it. So, and she's really happy with the one she got into. So it's the one she wanted to get into. So it's all new for me. I never was in a sorority. So I know, you know.
You can live it through her.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she could live it. I'm okay.
We got a lot of good questions, Teresa.
All right.
Let's see. Financial management can be a point of contention in marriages. How do you guys and your spouse approach budgeting and financial planning for your family?
I mean, financial budgeting? Like what's our budget? Like,
allocate, okay, we want to go on a trip and like this amount of money is going to go to this. And then we have to get this for the year and we have tuition and da-da-da-da.
Yeah, I'm not good at that. I mean, Louis does all that. He's like more of a planner. I don't do any of that.
Are you over like, oh shit, like, is this going to cost too much? Is he ever like, Teresa, we have this coming up. We can spend this amount of money and we, that's it.
No, like how did, what's that saying? My money is my money and his money is my money too. What's that saying? Like, yeah, like I have my money and like, he doesn't even touch my money. Like he doesn't even know how much I make or anything, but like he pays for everything. Like my money is like my spending money. Like,
oh, that's what, so,
that's what I use my money for, is my spending money, but he also buys me things too. So it's like, I don't, yeah. So I kind of like trying, you know what I try to do? I save my money. So it's like, I want to show him like, look what I saved, like eventually, you know?
Like I'm a boss bitch too. Look at my bank account.
Yeah. So like, that's what I want to show him. Like one day, like, look what I saved. And like, cause he thinks like, I just spend it all, you know? And, and I make him think that because, you know, I love spending his money too, you know?
So then at what point will you be like, hey, Louie, bam. And you show him like,
what, when I'm ready to. Yeah.
Yeah. But oh, because like, he thinks
now. I hope like, he doesn't listen to this podcast, and then he'll know my secret. You know? Yeah.
Does he think you're just making it rain? Like she's going here. She's doing this.
Yeah.
Doing
like
this.
He thinks I spent all my money. Like, you know, he's like, because and then that's the thing. He pays for everything. Like in the house, like, I never pay for anything. You know?
That's nice. Josh, literally, it would make Teresa your eyes bleed. He has a budget, like an Excel spreadsheet. It is as long as a football field. It is to the penny of anything you can think of. Gas, groceries, tuition, mortgages, vacations, Christmas, like literally every single possible thing that we might spend our money on. It to the penny per year. Oh.
That's what he does that.
And he like, it like makes him like excited, like looking at his Excel.
Wait,
like,
so do you have, how much money are you allowed to spend a month?
No, because I don't, you know me, I don't, what do I spend on Amazon and freaking Forever 21?
Oh my
like
God.
That is one conversation. I think honestly, we talk about everything open and honest. I think that is one conversation we've never, ever had to have because I don't spend, I don't do shit. I don't spend. I don't go shopping.
You're a good wife. Let me tell you, like a lot of husbands would like you as a wife.
Well, still to this day, we've been married over 10 years and we'll go out to dinner. I'm like, oh, that's a lot of money for that steak, whatever it is. And he's like, oh my God, Melissa, just shut up. Like get what you want. It's a nice dinner. Like if we couldn't afford it.
Oh my God, we went to Salt Bay. If you only knew how much the bill was, that it's just not normal.
No, but that's you. You like to shop and you're like my ring, but I like, I'll go bigger. And I'm like, no, I'm good. Give me some wish.com. Give me some Amazon.
You and me are total opposite.
We are. So we've never like, he's never had to sit me down and be like, Melissa, we got to talk about this bill last month. Like, no, I mean, no. I even watched the gas. I'm like, oh man, is that too much gas? Maybe I should just like chill out on the gas. I mean, everything.
Are you oh my God.
Everything.
Yeah. No, I've never been on a budget. Budget's not my thing. You know, I just don't roll like that. Sorry.
Vivi lost her first tooth just now. Just like last night. And she was freaking out and she was so excited.
How much money did you give her?
Not me. Josh, $5.
Oh my God. I gave my kids always $20. Yes, always $20.
$20. I was like, Josh, are you kidding me? We got like quarters. And he's like, it's $5. I'm like, that is a shit ton for a 5-year-old.
I've always given them $20 every time they lost a tooth. Yeah.
Even when they were like 5 and 6?
Yes, absolutely.
See, I'm like, Yeah. Now that's extra money coming out of our budget. So we can't spend that now.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, with me, I don't know. I guess because of what happened with me, like with going away and stuff, like anything they ever wanted, I always wanted to give it to them to like compensate for that lost time that I had with them, you know? So like when Joe left, it was all on me, and I'm the one that's still taking care of them. You know, it's all me. And yeah. And I could just never say no to them, you know?
You're like Josh, because he is the same exact way. And that's like exact what you said. He says the same exact thing because he never had a dad growing up. And so he's like, I want to make sure that I, as their father, am like, of course, always there for them in every way. And he then will go overboard because he's like, I just want to make them happy and I want to give them everything they want. Because I never got to have that with.
I mean, like, my parents gave me and my brother everything we wanted. They really did. Like, and that was it. So I mean, I'm the same way with my kids. I don't know. I don't know how to say no. Like, yeah. But you know, but they're good. You know, and they're. I said, as long as you make me happy, I make you happy. You know, like, if trust me, if they don't make me happy, then I, of course, if they ask me for something, I say no. But I mean, usually I always say yes. You know.
Please, how many times have I said that I would like to be one of your daughters and get all the shit they get?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, they don't go over, you know, I'm just saying, like, they're...
You're generous with that, where I'm more like, okay, yo. You know what it is too, Teresa? It's out here in LA, where I feel like, you know, people are just entitled or... you know, the money and like they're kind of spoiled brats. And I'm like, no. I grew up in Ohio. I didn't have money. I started working when I was 14. You're going to learn how to save money. You're going to like, it doesn't matter where we live and what we live in and like all this, like you're going to do what I did. So I think that's the thing where I like drop the hammer more because of where we are.
Yeah. I mean, even where we live, I mean, like, you know, like we live in a beautiful town and there, you know, there's different kids that like they all have nice cars when they turn 17. Like that's, you know, but it's like, I guess how you raise your kids, you know, in your household, how it is, boy, you know?
Boy, you can raise them anywhere you are. I'm raising him how I grew up. Josh is raising how he grew up. Like it works for us. We built businesses and whatever, like this is how you're going to do it.
Yeah. So if everybody has to do what's right for their family, you know?
Totally. We have got so many other questions.
A budget does not work for me. Next.
What?
I said a budget does not work for me.
I don't think you even know what that is.
No. Okay. I mean, Louis did say, you know, eventually, you know, like if, you know, when we're ready to retire, like we're going to have to do that. And I'm like, okay. Like
you're like, okay, honey. Sure. Just keep thinking that, honey. You're right, honey.
No, he said we do, like, because he has a financial planner. Like, he's done all that. Like, I've never done any of that. So he knows how to do all that. I don't, you know?
Okay, all I'm saying is when you do have that sit-down talk about the budget thing and, like, serious, yeah. I would really love to either be on FaceTime or sitting next to you. So your reaction.
Yeah.
Okay, no, listen, fine. We got a ton of other questions. We'll do them on the next episode also with the 2 minute bitches. But before we go, you guys, if you remember when Teresa was gone, we played Who Dis, the game. We played it with Gia and Melania.
Okay.
So it's all about people in your family. Okay. It's called Who Dis.
Okay.
And you have to say who in the family it is.
Okay.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Who is the best dresser?
Oh, wow. There's like a lot of us. Can I have to only say one person?
Who's like the top or top two?
Top two. I would say, oh my God. I would say for guys, Big Louie.
Okay.
And then for girls, I would say G and I.
Good. I think that's what she said too.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's the one that maybe could use like a little pick me up with their fashion?
Well, you know what? Pick me up. I mean, it's just that Melania doesn't put a lot of effort into it. Like, she's like, she'll either come in my closet or she wants G and she'll go in Gia's closet. And I'm like, just go buy it, you know? Like, and she wants the easy way out. And like, she comes either in my closet or Gia's closet. So I would say Melania.
Oh, then she must be a great dresser, because if she's going in your closet and Gia's closet to shop, then...
But that's the thing. She takes the easy way out, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Who's the most dramatic?
Melania.
Games across the board said the same thing. Who gets in the most like fights with everyone?
Melania.
Who's the cleanest?
Gabriella.
Who's the like messiest, the dirtiest?
There's little Louie.
Who's the loudest?
I mean, he's not messy. It's just that he's a boy.
He's a boy.
Yeah, like trying? He'll leave the dishes in the sink, which is fine, you know. And then you know, totally. I'm so easy with him because, like, that's how I was with my brother. So yeah, so it's like, but the girls want him to do his dishes, and I'm like, leave him alone, you know. I'm like, just leave him alone, you know. And they're like, you just spoil him, and I'm like, that's okay. He's my son. I want to, you know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, who's the
loudest?
Like,
I used to spoil my brother. So it's like, you know, you spoil the boy in the house, you know?
Of course. And he's such a sweet kid.
Like, he so is. Oh my God. He's the sweetest. Like the best stepson I could ever ask for, really.
Okay. Who is the loudest?
Melania.
Who swears the most?
Melania.
Okay. Outside of Louis, if you had to call someone at 3 a.m., outside of Louis, who would you call?
Gia.
Who is the most likely to forget birthdays or anniversaries?
I mean, Gia or Gabriella, because they're both, you know, if Gabriella wasn't here, I mean, if Gabriella's not here, Gia, but Gia and Gabriella, I would call, you know, who would forget?
Who's most likely to forget birthdays or anniversaries?
Neither.
Everyone's good?
Oh, out of all the kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think they're all good. I mean, they're all really good.
Who is the best singer?
Oh, I guess maybe Melania. Yeah, it's between Melania and Gia, because Gia had a song too. So Melania and Gia.
Okay, who is best at saving their money?
Gabriella.
And who is the one, last one?
Like, Adriana's still young. I mean, even Gia is saving too. Gia's a rock star. She's doing, her influence career is blowing up. So like, yeah, I would say Gia, Gabriella. Yeah, I would say the two of them, you know? And then Adriana's still young, but Melania like blows through money. Yeah.
But she doesn't stop. What is she buying?
I mean,
everything.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes like when she shops, she's like, you know, she does shop, you know?
Oh, she goes all in. She goes balls to the wall.
Yeah, just or anything. Like she goes out to dinner, this, that, you know. Yeah, like all, you know. She just went to the concert. Ma, I'm going to this country singer concert. I was like, all right, you know.
This is why I said I would like to be one of your daughters.
Yeah, she asked, can I go? I was like, all right, you know. So
okay, last one.
Because, you know, this is the thing. I want my kids to experience what I didn't get to experience because my parents were really strict. So it's like, I want them to experience what I, and life's so short. So I'm like, I want them just to enjoy life, you know?
They are. You're doing a good job. Okay. Last one. Who's the worst at keeping secrets? It can be you and Louis too.
I mean, I don't
know. It's totally you.
I mean, that's what my kids say. Like, I tell you something, you tell. I'm like, I don't. I mean, if they, you know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I could keep a secret, but like, I don't know. Maybe it's if it has to do with the family. I don't know. Maybe I'll say something. Yeah,
that was super convincing.
They probably said me, right? Yeah, they probably said me.
I think all of them said you.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that was fun. Who dis? So now we have to go and we'll look at what Gia said, what Melania said, and what you said. And I'm pretty sure you guys had the same answers across the board.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, listen, we're back. Teresa's back. Thank you for, you know, all the love. I know you loved it when Gia was on. I know you loved when Melania was on, filling in for Teresa. But now she's back. We got the girl back. Thank you for tuning in. And don't forget, send in to me, DM, if you want to come on 2 Minute Bitches so we can get that fun going again.
Yeah, I would love to do that. Yeah.
And you can always check us out. The full video is at Herd At Media YouTube channel. So you can see our beautiful faces for the whole video. And as always, we just thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your love and support, your kind comments, because we love those. Negative Nancy.
What about the merchandise? Oh.
Look at that. Pop it. Yeah. You guys, and of course you can go to Herd At shop.herdat.com to get, you know, our awesome sweats, beanies, the t-shirts, hats. We have it all there. It's all waiting for you. So go and
then follow us on Instagram. I'm at Teresa Giudice.
And I'm at Melissa Feaster. And we're working. Something is happening with our, just so if you guys are wondering, something is happening with our Namaste Bitches Instagram account. So we are like having technical difficulties. We're trying to get it back up. So it'll be up soon. But you guys, thank you. Every Wednesday, well, today it's Thursday, but every Wednesday, thank you for tuning in. And we just can't say enough how much we love you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
We'll see you next week.
All right. Love, love, love.
I knew it. Another Herdat Media production.